Hello, I'm Sylvia Ash Bullard. The U.S. House of Representatives is preparing for another week of contentious debates as the two articles of impeachment on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress will move to the House floor for a full vote. Trump is accused of pressuring Ukraine to investigate 2020 political rival Joe Biden while withholding as leverage military aid the country relies on to counter Russia, as well as his efforts to block the House investigation. Votes are set for Wednesday. The death toll from a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in the southern Philippines has climbed to at least five after rescuers pulled two more bodies from the rubble of a collapsed building. At least seven others are believed to be missing in the ruins. The region has been battered by three deadly earthquakes in recent months. As she called for a moment of silence at 2:11 p.m., the exact time the White Island volcano erupted a week earlier, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the time was an opportunity to stand alongside those who lost loved ones in the tragedy. Two bodies have yet to be recovered from the eruption site despite days of searching, but police say they'll continue looking for the victims to help bring some closure to their families. The official death toll stands at 16, not including the missing, and dozens more remain in hospital. China announced yesterday it would hold off imposing punitive tariffs on American-made automobiles and other goods, a day after Washington agreed to postpone a planned tariff hike on $160 billion worth of Chinese goods and to cut already imposed penalties in half. I'm Sylvia Ash Bullard with news from around the world.